God is good. Good turkey day for everybody. Yeah, it was. Our crew from Arkansas come up and everybody was sick and my wife, yes. So pray that she keeps it out of her lungs. We don't need that. We don't need that at all. God is good. Excited about the float that everybody got together and worked on and made. Going to look neat. Going to look real neat. I hope they have a lot of activity in that. What we need, if you want to pray that we have just like we had yesterday. Yes. That would be so nice. Yeah. Wouldn't have to go down in all these big heavy coats. Wouldn't have to have an umbrella. What do we do if it rains? What do they do? Anybody know if it rains? It's not going to, don't even talk about rain. Okay. No rain. All right. What's rain? That's what they said before the flood. What's rain? Yeah. What is rain? What is rain? Everything's kind of leaned toward where I'm headed today. You know, we are so bad at taking Thanksgiving Day and thinking that's the only day we're supposed to be Thanksgiving. Thank you goes so far. You know, in our everyday life, if you're one here that doesn't say thank you 100 times a day, get it together. Because thank you is what makes everybody happy. I mean, we all do things for people, but there should not be a day. I mean, it shouldn't be, well, this is routine and that's what they do. There should be a thank you behind everything that goes on that people work for you and do for you in anything. It's so important because what's it do? It keeps us going. Because everybody here wants a little bit of thank you. Whether you're doing it for a thank you or not, most everybody here has to have a thank you to keep going. Besides, you want the things that you do for people to be appreciated. They should appreciate that God set things up for you like that. Thank you, thank you. Title of the message this morning comes out of Proverbs 15:23. Just literally, words spoken or words spoken. Proverbs 15:23, we've been reading this, well, last service we did. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth. A word spoken in due season, how good it is. Oh, how awesome it is to speak the right things. But how awesome it is to know, can you imagine how happy God is with all of us if we continually thank Him for life, what's going on? You know, a lot of people struggle in the area of being thankful during hard times. And I'm finding in my life that it is probably the most important time that you can be thankful. Because faith is believing that He's going to take care, like the song that Krista sang. I mean, it basically what it's saying is, just keep trusting Him. You never let me down before, you'll never let me down again. You are faithful, you are faithful, you are faithful. If we can get the mindset, and really get the mindset that God knows where you're at, and God knows what's taking place, and God will get you through, then why don't we walk through it with joy? Brad made the comment, we're a peculiar people. And we are, because the world doesn't have joy. They have a joy when everything's perfect. That's not supposed to be where your joy is at. Your joy is supposed to be knowing that God has got your back. And you say, well, He's not taking care of it. Yes, it will be taken care of. Because He says it will. He says, I will complete the work. I would not allow you to go through this if I didn't know what was going to happen on the other side of this. How many people are griping and grumbling through life? Well, the Israelites did it. They walked across the Red Sea on dry ground, and then on the other side, they started grumbling. He fed them every day, and then they started grumbling about the food that they had. We're supposed to be a people with thankful hearts, and we've got to come to that place of understanding that God is good yesterday, God is good today, and God is going to be good tomorrow because God is good. He doesn't work to be good to you. That is God. You know, coming out of the denomination that I come out of, I was never taught that God is good. I was never taught that God's going to take care of you. It was always this mindset, just push through, just push through, just push through. Be like Jesus. Well, I didn't want to be like him. Because he never seemed to, why wasn't things good? Why did I have hard times? Why did things happen in my life? Well, when you really recognize that God's in you, then everything's going to be okay. You've got to come to that place, people, that there's a thank you in the past, there's a thank you today, and you know tomorrow's coming and going to be great. That's the hard one. For many, we're thankful we're saved, but we're not thankful of stuff that went on in our life. You're not thankful of the hard times. You're not thankful of the good times that's back there, because that was back there. And then if today's not going, if you go outside and your car's got air in the tires and you've got a full tank of gas and your heater comes on real quick like this morning, then I'm happy. If you go down to Casey's to get a donut and they put too much icing on it and you get it all over your hands, you're not happy no more. Your day's ruined. The coffee happens to be 2 hours old instead of being fresh. You're bummed out, and that's just the day. I'm not happy no more. If that determines your happiness, you are in trouble. Anybody? I want to give you some examples. I want to be happy for what is done. 1 Peter 2:24, when you look at that scripture, it literally says that he died for our sins, and by his stripes you were healed. He said, yeah, but I've still got this going on in my life. That has nothing to do with what God has already done for you. He died for your sin. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you haven't come to that place of giving him your life, then you shouldn't be happy for that, because you haven't received it. But if you give him your life and realize that he died for your sins, really, what else is there? Because we're only a vapor through this drug out world, we think. But then there's going to be an eternity of everything being perfect. We can't even imagine that, because nobody's ever got a perfect day. I say occasionally, when the weather's just beautiful out and humidity's down, this is a heaven day. That, to me, is a perfect day. But it's still not as perfect as it's going to be when we get there. Why wouldn't you be thankful for that? Why wouldn't you be thankful for what he's done for you? Why wouldn't you be thankful that by the stripes of Jesus you're healed? You know, I'm so thankful. Connie and I laugh a lot. She's had so many bruises and so many cuts and so many things of that sort. Could you imagine? She's commented, could you imagine what I would look like if none of that healed? I walked in and they was finishing up folding the bulletins this morning. I did one. And I zipped it like that at paper cut. And I come in here and Laura says, suck it up. Get over it. That's what she said. Get over it. But I cut my widow finger. But I'm so thankful that when I take that Band-Aid off, that it has stopped bleeding already. Wouldn't we be something? But see, he is the healer. He does take care. You want your problem fixed. Would you start thinking about other people's problems, and maybe your problem will get fixed? And start walking in that continual attitude of your past being thankful for. Well, why should I be thankful that I had a car wreck? Because in the midst of that car wreck, as bad as it may have been, God was there doing something, or it would not have happened. He didn't do it, because we're in a cursed world, folks, but he did take care of you. He did get you through it. You say, well, I'm not the same. Well, maybe you weren't supposed to be the same. Write this down. Be thankful for what he's doing. And I'm going to go over this and go over this, because if you take anything away today, get a clue. Just be thankful in everything that's going on. Luke 17:11-19. I want to read just a little bit of this. It says, as Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered the village, there 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of leprosy. Now, the interesting thing about this set of scripture is that they all were touched, but only one came back during that time that something happened for them. And then as you read that scripture, I believe you can read that and see that only one of the 10 kept their healing. Because he said, go. He said, where's the other 9? There was 10 of you. And then he said to this one that came back, go, you are healed. Wouldn't it be better to live a life thinking for your past, and then every time anybody does anything for you or anything's going on in your life, thank you, Lord. I mean, you go down to Walmart and pull in a parking spot. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not parked clear at the other end. Lord, thank you. Or if you are parked clear at the other end, thank you, Lord, for the exercise. I get tickled. People go to the gym to work out and they gripe and grumble because they have to walk to the gym to work out. No, see, you've got to be thankful. You've got to come to that place in your life just like this. This man that came back, Lord, thank you for touching my heart. Thank you that as I went to the priest to show them that I seen that I was being healed. I don't think they were totally healed. If they would have followed up and had a thankful heart, there would have been a totally different action of what took place. Third thing we're going to talk about is for what he will do. Now, this is a big one because you're going to find that this is where you've got to be all of the time, folks, because that's faith. The Bible says that if you don't have faith, then it's absolutely a waste of time. If you don't have faith for something, see, I know that I know that I know that the things that he has showed me around here is going to come to pass. That he's been showing us as far as changing the direction of what this... We're going to get rid of the brown, by the way. It's just taking a little time. Have faith. Have faith. This building didn't used to sit here. Ed Spiller and I walked this land when it was a trailer court. And we knew by our gut feeling that this is where the church was going to be. We did not own it. It was owned by other people. We walked it. We claimed it. And the funny part about it is the area that we walked, the circle that we walked, is the area that we got now that I look back and think about it. We walked along the road. We walked back along the creek. And at that time, that hillside went all the way along. We walked the top of the hillside and then cut back across the middle of it and cut back around here. And he gave us every step that we took. Why? Because we seen it coming. See, you've got to be thanking the Lord for your healing, your complete healing. You got to be thanking your Lord that your family is going to get straightened out. You got to be thanking the Lord that your problems are going to be straightened out. You got to be thanking the Lord that your bills are going to be paid. You got to be thanking the Lord. Brad and I now are believing for a new lawnmower. We got one that only runs just a little bit of time. Well, I've got a brother that's got a whole lot of lawnmowers. Don't shake your head no to me. You go like this. Amen, amen. May not even get it from him. May go where I can get a good deal, you know. Oh. It's over, huh? It's too late. Brad said, oh, we goofed there. Listen, it's as silly as that. You've got to have your mindset on a thank you. You know, instead of sitting out there, I mean, while we were trying to work through our speakers and our new system when we got it set up, instead of sitting out there like some did and griped and complained, if you just would have put your prayers out there, you might have got it where you wanted it. Now some people do have to move around to find that spot that fits their ears. But you've got a whole lot more people that like things like they are. Come on. And it's no different than what we've done to the building. It's gray back here and it's going to be probably black here. Don't complain. Come on.
He says, well, I've never been to church where the back of it's black.
Well, it won't be black. I can't even explain. It's going to be what it's supposed to be. Because everything's going to start changing more often around here than waiting 30 years. Come on. But you've got to have the faith. And you say, well, it's not like I want. Well, then talk to the Lord about it. See, that's faith. You need a new car? Talk to the Lord about it. You need new furniture? Talk to the Lord about it. You need changes in things that's going on? Talk. That is reaching out. You know, back in Matthew 8, I love this set of scriptures. Matthew 8, 5. When Jesus returned from Capernaum, a Roman officer came and pleaded with him, Lord, my young servant lies in bed, paralyzed and in terrible pain. Paralyzed and in terrible pain. Not just sick with the flu. Paralyzed and in terrible pain. We've got one sick individual. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. But the officer said, Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come in my home. Just say the word from where you are and my servant will be healed. That is faith. That is knowing that the Lord's, that is when you're getting ready to go through or you're in the middle of something, that is knowing that God will pull you through. Amen. If I haven't heard Chris say it 10 times, I've heard it 150, I've heard it 1,000 times. The Lord knows where I am, and the Lord told me the second day, I will release you, and everyone will know that it's me. Now, what has he been standing on? I will release you. And everyone will know that I was in it. It keeps that hope. Knowing in your heart that has been spoke to you. Well, let me tell you what. He says in the word he will take care of you. It says in the word that he will heal you. It says in the word that he will make you prosperous. It says in the word that he will give you the desires of your heart. It says in the word that if we put these words first, if we speak the right words, it's going to give a direction for our life. You know, the Bible is all over the place. It tells you you're going to become what you speak. He created by his words. We create by our words. If you live in the negative world and you find something, like Monica was saying, it's so easy for all of us to find that little thing wrong. That's a good quality, but that can be a horrible quality if that's all you ever see. You've got to see what God has told you is going to happen, and you've got to speak those things into existence that's going to come. You've got to live in that arena of, I know it's coming. I don't. That song that Krista, every time she sings it, I have trouble. Because it's so true. We want things now. We lived in a, you know, we want to drive through underneath here and get our fix. We want to run to McDonald's and get our poison. I mean our food. We want to run to Taco Bell and get our tacos. Anyway, we want it fast. And if we have to wait behind somebody, it's driving us crazy. We want the same thing in our spiritual walk. It doesn't work that way. Because then it's not faith. My faith at McDonald's is, will I get my order? And I'm not very far away. I could run it back. But come on. But see, in everyday life, you just start speaking. And maybe I need to do better at that. Lord, I thank you as I pull into this quick place that I'm going to get exactly what I'm quickly getting. And it's going to be quick because that's what they're designed to do. But in your everyday life, I took my push mower yesterday. Yes, they do still make push mowers. Most people don't know that anymore. Does anybody here remember the ones that turned like this and you pushed it? And you didn't just push it because you had to push it and clear it. You know, didn't have a motor. Mechanical. Shouldn't we be thankful that we have? Because I've got a rider that doesn't run half the time, but I've got a push mower that pulls itself. I mean, it even pulls itself. It used to be I'd push it because it was a little bit too slow for me. Now I'm going, ho-ho! but I mowed a little bit of the yard yesterday, and now my arch in here is like, oh, man. But I should just shut up, because that was all just illustration. I should just shut up about my arch and just speak to it and thank the Lord that it's healed. And thank the Lord that it's healed. And you say, well, when will it happen? I'm not the healer. At the same time, when you know you're abusing yourself, maybe you need to back off. Come on. I'm thankful that I don't have a push mower like I used it one time. When I was 13 years old, I had a rider then that Dad got, but I had 13 yards. But we didn't have weed eaters. Anybody remember those days? We had one of those things, you held it like a golf club, and you swung it. And I was good enough that I didn't hit the side of the house, and I took the grass right out, just like if I had a weed eater that people can't even run them now. But I'm so thankful now that we have a steel weed eater that you can just walk along. And then the kids now are too lazy to even do that, or they cut the bark off your tree because they're too lazy to pay attention to what they're doing. But you have to be thankful. You have to be thankful. Why should I be thankful about having to do this? Well, if I'd go to it, I've got a pretty good golf swing. I really do. Brad and them used to swing, and they'd grab the club, and they'd rear back, and with all their muscles, them and Tony, just bang, and that thing would go out. And I'd just go and go the same distance because I've learned. There's something to be thankful about. Look, y'all look at me like, really? Be thankful. And then during that moment you're living right now, we only have grace for right now. So we're thankful for the grace right now to deal with life. And then I know that tomorrow I'm gonna have, but I got to be thankful. God is so good. He's so good. There's just supernatural things that happen in our lives when you're thankful. I got tickled that the very end of that, Jesus said, go back home because you believed it has happened. Amen. Go back home because you believed. In other words, don't worry about it. I won't bother. You just go home because you believe that the authority that I have will work. You knew that it would happen. You go and it's done. See, that's real faith. Knowing that God will get you through, and knowing God will take care of you, and knowing all we have to do, you know, really, faith is just trusting and being obedient. That's all faith is. Because if you do your part, when he tells you, you will get what you're supposed to get. That's the way it works every time. But you know, when you put thankfulness in your everyday life, it actually can bring such a peace in your life that you don't even understand. You know, back in 2 Chronicles 5:13-14, it says that there was so much praise in the house that the priest couldn't even speak. There was the Shekinah glory was so heavy that he couldn't even speak. Now, could you imagine if during praise and worship, things would have got so heavy in the right realm for everybody here that when it was time for me to speak, it said the glory cloud came in. We had that one time when I was youth minister over at Sparta. And I was teaching the kids about sacrificing. I was teaching the kids, and I built a styrofoam idol, basically. And I dumped lighter fluid all over it. Some of you know this story. I mean, I dumped lighter fluid all over this thing. Well, when I threw a match on it, it and the styrofoam went, whoo! Well, it kicked the smoke up through the ceiling like this, and it went into the sanctuary, and they were having praise and worship, and they literally thought the Shekinah glory had showed up in there. Could you imagine such a presence of God that you couldn't even minister? I think every need would be met. But see, that's what can happen if you allow the Lord to be a part of your life and you're thankful for every situation and every circumstance. I glanced over at Mary, and Mary's been battling health issues for about as long as my wife has, for a long time. She just got to trust that God knows what's going on. Connie's the same way. I mean, she was wanting to do announcements this morning. Last minute, Derek had done a great job. Derek just took the announcements and took care of them. They don't want that. There's people here that's got things going on. You don't want that. I could just go around the room. Matter of fact, probably everybody here's got something they wish was fixed. But see, we've got to say, okay, God knows what's going on. God's got this. I may make stupid mistakes during it and make it worse. Come on. But God still got it. He knows my stupid mistakes. He just knows that I'm going to make one less than I made before. Come on. God knows every time. You know, what about what he does just in the battles that you go on every day in your present time? 2 Chronicles 20, 21 through 22. Literally, they were told to put the singers in front of the army. Now, that would have to be baffling if you think about it. It's one thing to bring all your group together with music and festivity, but to say, no, you send them first, and I'll show you what I'll do. What is praise? Praise is thanksgiving. Praise is thanksgiving. So they put them ahead. That would be like we're getting ready to go into a battle, and you've seen now where they can graphically do it, how the armies come together and fought sword on sword. Could you imagine putting Neil and his group right ahead of us, and we're all behind with these big swords? Okay, would Neil even do it? What, are you crazy? We'll be the first ones slaughtered. We don't even have a weapon. All we got's a tuba. But yet God said to do it, I'll take care of you at the present. And when he did, they actually fought each other because they were so, what is going on? Well, I don't know. They killed each other. All because we give thanksgiving for what we were doing. We walked knowing that God would take care of us. He is the answer. He always takes care. What about that time when things are starting to get you down? Well, the Bible says that he can remove the spirit of heaviness. And folks, I know for a fact how good this works. Isaiah 61:3 tells us, put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. See, if you don't grab that right now in your present, you'll never take that into your future with your faith. Lord, thank you. 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 Anytime Connie goes shopping, I say, Lord, thank you that she's going to get good deals. And then she comes home and says, I saved you money. And then she started going to Kohl's, and they tell you how much money you save. She says, see, it says right here, I saved you $300. And I think, if you saved me $300, I'm really in trouble. Come on. But then see, when you get in that mode of understanding that people need thank you and God wants thank you because he wants to move on your behalf, then you'll start, when things happen, Lord, thank you that you're going to work this out for me. Lord, thank you. That's what you've heard me 100 million times around here. Lord, thank you for taking care of what I'm going through. Because he is going to. I have no doubt. I heard talking to a person during Thanksgiving, and their thing was they were scared of dying. And when they heard me say, why? I could tell that I shouldn't say anymore. I have zero fear of dying. Zero. You say, well, you prideful thing. No, I had to get myself to that place because, listen, you don't know. And when I've seen what's happened in my life, you've got to come to that place of just understanding, get there, because that's your future. Because you're not dying. You're just stepping into a realm that's a whole lot better. Now, I'm not encouraging suicide. Come on. I'm just saying don't live in fear of what's going on. Because that's what happens. Some people are afraid to ride in an elevator. Some people are afraid to get in the car. Some people are afraid to go Friday night shopping. They don't want to get trampled to death. No, you don't live in that fear. You live in trust. That's faith. That's thank you, Lord, for taking care of me. Thank you, Lord. Every time we get in the car this time of year, it's, Lord, thank you that no deer will befall us. I think Don Meister, Don, where are you at, Don? Don, you need to be, how many deer have you killed now, Don? 25 deer he's hit. 25 deer. You have a Guinness World Book of Records. He has hit with a car or a motorcycle 25. I don't think anybody could top that. I heard somebody say, I'm not riding with him. Don, where is your mouth? Don said he's seen four yesterday. I said, did you hit him? Listen, he is faithful, folks. He is faithful for our victory. You know, Psalms 50, verse 23 says, whoever offers praise glorifies me, and I will show the salvation of God. What's the salvation of God? It's the finished work when it's all said and done. Yes, you get born again, but there's more to it than just getting born again. There's walking through circumstances, situations, and heartaches. You walk through those, but he says, you give me praise and I'll walk you through. That's what it says. You give me praise. If you're here today, Holy Spirit just spoke to you. Bow your heads right now. If you're here today and you're going through something that you think you can't get through, right now, just give that to God. Father, we thank you that the word just told us that if we give you thanks, that you will walk us through and you will give us that we need. Father, we thank you. You're going to give us the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you don't quit, you will not lose. You have the victory. That's what the word says. You keep on going. You just keep. Proverbs 21:23 says, he who guards his mouth guards his soul. What's your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. Oh, how our emotions can, this mind can drive you crazy. And if your chemicals get off just a little bit because you're dehydrated or different things going on in your life, this mind can make you think you are absolutely nuts. The word says, guard your mouth. Thank you, Lord, that I have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord, that I'm an overcomer. Thank you, Lord, that I have the victory. Thank you, Lord, that I win. It's not that I'm going to win. I win. And that's how you win the wars. That's how you win the battle. Put the praise to let it defeat for you. Put the thank you so it'll take care of the problem for you. Come to that place in your life, folks, where a thank you is every day in every situation and every circumstance. No matter what it is. Bring God on every scene, folks. Every scene of your life. I don't care what you're doing, where you're going, what's taking place. You know, we've got this parade coming up, and you don't know who's going to be there. You don't know how big it's going to be. You don't know what's going to take place. But why not already be thanking the Lord for the lives that it's going to touch? We're not going in pride. We're going to reach out. We're going to touch people. We're going to give them a cup of hot chocolate on a cool night. We're going to give them chocolate chip cookies. We're going to just say hello. We're going to say, hey. We're going to say, look what the Lord is doing. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you're going to minister. If it touches one life, it's worth every bit of work that it's taken already. That's no different than our Easter program. If it touched one life through the years, it was worth all the work. As we're going to go back into it next year, it'll be the same way. It's thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every time we have Family Fun Day, Lord, thank you that the weather's good. And you know the Lord has taken care of that every year for multiple years. We've even had times that it's rained all the way around us, but not where we were at. He always takes care of us because we're always setting the stage and defeating the enemy before it gets there. You don't want the weather to be bad this coming Saturday? Just start lifting it up, lifting it up. Well, what if it rains? God's got bigger plans than you. You're supposed to see the whole picture? You see, faith is just trusting him. I said, then why do anything? Well, because he's designed us to pray. We're so excited about the group that comes together. How many years it's been. We got to thinking about it, and the group that comes together on Saturday morning to pray, the men, were never less than five or six, and we've been doing it for 10 or 12 years, and we'll occasionally each of us will miss, but there's always somebody here, and we're so thankful because he drug us out of bed. You know, no condemnation on those that aren't coming, because maybe you're not supposed to be here, But we're so thankful for what God's doing and so thankful that the things that we're praying, I'll have my little tablet and we'll write down. Mike, I think Mike writes down too. We write down the things that we're going to pray about and then we add to that as things get lifted up. And it's amazing how we fill that page up, sometimes over in the second page, of the different things we lift up. And then we can watch what God's going to do because he says, I am faithful to take care of that. I'm going to put it on your heart. You pray, I fix. You pray, I fix. Here it is. Past, present, future. Every time we have the victory, every time. Get to that place where when you feel any type of a pull down in your spirit realm and you're not just full of joy, lift up a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I promise you, I have seen it work in my life multiple times. Now, sometimes it's very difficult. It's very difficult to lift that up. But if you learn to do it and learn to do it, it'll be the automatic thing. Lord, thank you. Lord, I just lift up my praises to you and I thank you for what you're doing. I always start my prayer time with that before I go into basic outline of the Lord's Prayer. And give him the glory and the praise for everything that's going on because I know he's going to fix it. I know he's going to fix it. Already fixed so many things in my life. And he's going to take care of all the things that's going on right now because I know. I mean, there's times I said, Lord, I'm so sick and tired of this situation that's going on. And he always reminds me, yes, I know you are, but I know you're strong enough to keep walking. And I know I'm doing a work in more than just you, Ronnie. How many get selfish here? We all do. Come back to that place of totally trusting in him and allow him to establish your victory because it's already done. He will take care of you. Just start getting in the, I don't know who said it earlier. It's almost like you've got to train, I think Monica said it. You've got to train yourself to look at the positive. You've got to train yourself to watch your mouth and only speak things that will edify and give grace. You don't have an excuse. Well, I had a bad day. That is no excuse. I don't care what's going on in your life. He is got it going on for a purpose and a reason. And he's going to pull you through if you learn to thank him here, and thank him there, no matter what's took place in all of this. You say, but I've had a horrible life. Thank him for it because he's doing something with it. If you let him. And then while he's doing it, you're in a place where it doesn't seem like it's working yet. Thinking that it's going to, because that's where you're going in your future. Every time. Let's stand up. Let's just all together, let's just give him thanks for this. Thank you, Father. Father, those that are by internet, we thank you for that, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that lives are being touched. We thank you that everybody in this room is going to grab some part of this message that's going to help them. And Father, I thank you that they're going to hear my voice speaking the truth. When negative comes along, they're going to go, no, I'm going to go to the positive. And we thank you, Father, that every one of us is going to learn to thank for the past. Whatever took place, we're dropping all forgiveness, unforgiveness, and we're going to forgive. We're dropping all the things that come against us, all the heartaches. We're going to get out of that shame category that the enemy tries to put on us. And we thank you, Father. We're not going to go into the poor me because we're going to thank you for what happened because we know that in this present time you're working in us and you're changing us and you're going to make our future better. And we thank you for the future. We thank you, Lord, that you've got us from the beginning to the end. And like the scripture says, you've actually got us from the end to the beginning. And we thank you for that, Father. Make this confession with me. Father, I thank you for the beginning, the middle, and the end. And I give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. Give somebody a hug. We'll be up front if you need prayer for anything.